saw darkness run for cover. But the miracle that I just can't get over, my name is registered in heaven. We sing this out. I believe in signs and wonders. I have resurrection power. Still the miracle that I just can't get over, my name is registered in heaven. Oh, my praise belongs to you forever. So we sing, come on. This is my testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story. I'll testify by Jesus Christ the righteous. I'm justified. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. Yeah. We sing, come together, come on. Gather sons and daughters, hey. Bought with blood and washed in water. We sing the praises of the Spirit, Son and Father. Our God will finish what He started. Yes, our God will finish what He started. Oh, this is my testimony.
He's the God of impossible. Show me where things do lie. Show me waters he can't find. He's the God of the breakthrough. Anything's possible. Yes, it's possible. Do you believe that there is a kingdom we sing? It's advancing at the speed of light. Everything is bound to rise. Oh God, our Redeemer, He's faithful to revive us. He will revive. Won't you say, come on. Show me what thing He can do. Show me a mountain He can move. He's the God. This is our prayer. Now all of my fear I will turn into praise. I'll shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance I will dance out in faith. I'll crush disappointment. I'll break every chain. Oh, all of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance I will dance out in faith. Will crush disappointment. Show me what He can do. Show me a mountain He can't move. He's the God of the breakthrough. Anything is possible. We believe it. Show me what thing is too hard. Show
surpasses all I know and all I see. 'Cause you are my treasure, worth more to me than the riches of this world could ever bring.
Cause if all I have is Jesus, I have all I need.
Yes, I do.
And if all I have is Jesus, I have everything.
Everything in your name. There is power in your name. There is peace found in your name.
To see the church together, worshiping Jesus, students, adults, kids. Man, that's a reason to celebrate. Let's give some praise to God. Thank you so much. This is amazing. And you've probably noticed a lot of our students and our coaches wearing the shirts. They say CCDM on the back of them. And do you guys know what that stands for by any chance? They do. Stands for Christ-Centered Difference Maker. And you see, that's the challenge that we've placed in front of our kids and students, to become Christ-Centered Difference Maker. But the essence of a Christ-Centered Difference Maker is the fact that they know, they believe, and they passionately share the message of Jesus Christ. The message that God sent His one and only Son to earth to live a perfect life, to die on the cross for our sins. And that 3 days later, He conquered death, and because of what He did, because of His death and resurrection, we are able to have a relationship with the Father. We're able to go home to Him. You see, guys, that is the only message that will make a difference in someone's life. So today, as we eat the cracker, as we drink the juice, let's focus our hearts and our minds to what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. Let's take communion together.
grateful for our time of communion every week. It's a reminder that we've been invited by Jesus into his family. Jesus has invited you to be a part of his family. An invitation to the table, if you will, a meal that we all just celebrated together. Through the body broken and the blood poured out, we are unified as a family around what it is that Jesus has done. And it's easy to get caught up sometimes, right? Jesus, some of you might be thinking, never invited me to anything. Because if he knew me, that invitation would not find my doorstep. Well, he has. And he does. And he will. Because that's who he is. He's not calling perfect people to himself. He came to seek and save the lost, the wayward, the broken, the imperfect, you and me and us. We're grateful that he's invited us into his family. We want to teach you a song. We're just going to sing the chorus right now. We're going to sing it later in service. But that gives us the opportunity to declare that truth, that Jesus is calling out. There's a seat at the table. There's a seat for the family of God for you. All you got to do is lay your burdens down. And when you do, heaven gets louder, because we get to join in all those who have gone before us to be a part of the family of God. You down to learn a chorus? It goes like this. We're going to sing this.
That Jesus is calling out. There's a seat at the table. Lay your burdens down. And heaven is getting louder now. We're singing with angels. Can you hear the sound?
Sing that with me as you learn it. We're going to sing it.
That Jesus is calling out. There's a seat at the table. Lay your burdens down. And heaven is getting louder now. Cause we're singing with angels. Can you hear the sound?
One more time, your voice is raised. Sing with me.
Then Jesus,
come on,
is calling out. There's a seat at the table. Lay your burdens down.
You and me.
Cause heaven is getting louder now. We're singing with angels. Can you hear the sound?
Yeah. Let me pray. God, we love you. And we're grateful for that reality, for that truth that you've invited us into your family. We pray that our ears would be open and our hearts would be open to what it is that you want to speak to us today. Move in us. Speak to us. We're listening. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
It can be easy to look around at our society and get discouraged, to daydream about the future and see little hope for the young, to see the enormous gap between truth and darkness and wonder if there's any path forward. Maybe you've asked, what part can I play in setting up the next generation for success? I'd love to make a difference, but I'm too uneducated, too introverted, too shy, too busy, too damaged, too past my prime, or too not who God uses. A man named Abraham had similar thoughts. He believed he was too old, too ill-equipped, and too faithless to be used by God. He thought the world around him was dark, and he'd have nothing to do with illuminating it. But God told Abraham when he was 99 years old that he had big plans for him. He said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless." He's reminding Abe who's in charge. He's the powerful creator of the cosmos. God was saying, "Stick with me. Lean on me, focus on me, and together we'll change the world." God used Abraham when Abraham thought he was all used up. And not because of his leadership prowess, his non-existent bachelor's degree, or his social media influence. God used Abraham because of his faithfulness. Perhaps God's message for Abraham still applies to us. Maybe God is calling us, as he did to Abraham, to be faithful. Faithfulness is remaining locked into God's heart, obedient to his word, remaining steadfast to his mission, and letting nothing stop you. And do you know what faithfulness does? Faithfulness encourages the powerless. It inspires the broken, and it motivates the stranded. Faithfulness gives moral authority, magnifies your influence, and it paves the way so that the next generation can rise up above us. Listen to a few stories from our faith-filled future.
I was lost because I had nowhere to go, and I tried any solution with anything in life that was struggles, and I had to try to get through everything on my own, like without turning to anyone, because I thought I could just get through it on my own. It'll be fine. As I grow up older and stuff, I'll be completely fine. It wasn't true at all. And then I finally was just like, I'm backed up and I can't do anything. And I didn't know how to get out of it. Then God turned me towards the light with my back against the wall, and he helped me, guide me through everything. And now I almost feel like I'm living without a stress in the world almost, because I know who I can turn to. And he just showed me, like, I can rely on him for anything I need. And I don't have to go through anything on my own. And now I'm living life basically stress-free, without anything to worry about at all. Because I personally know now that there's always one person I can turn to in life, and that is God. And there is no one else like him.
When I was just a baby, I was baptized. I grew up every Sunday going to church and being present with the Lord. Then one day, I don't know why, but we just stopped. I forgot what it was like to be present with the Lord and have him in my life, and I lost my faith. In February 2021, I fell into such a deep depression, and if it weren't for my sister, I would have taken my life. At CCV Teen Camp, I could once again feel the Lord for the first time in months, and when I reaccepted him into my life, I felt this huge weight lifted off my shoulders and burst into tears in my friend's arms. Ever since then, I've been able to see the presence of the Lord everywhere and see the beauty of his creations anywhere I go. I want to thank CCV for getting me reacquainted with the Lord and being able to feel him again.
About a year ago, I was in the toughest part of my life. I didn't know who to talk to or to turn to. And after the loss of loved ones and the separation of me and my family, I just lost hope. I felt like I had no purpose in life anymore. But after a long conversation with God and a genuine conversation with the Father, he provided a way. He was the light when I was lost in the dark. He provided me with a loving family. He provided me with caring friends that I can cherish forever. But most importantly, he provided me with a gift that was always there. And that's the gift of salvation. When comes salvation, comes God's good work. And God's good work is followed by a fulfilled life. And that's all I care about. So I just want to lift up God and just say, he is good.
We believe in what King David said to God. Generation after generation stands in awe of your work. Each one tells stories of your mighty acts. We believe God is deploying divine storytellers. He's preparing spiritual warriors. He's growing kingdom builders and releasing change agents into the world. Around here, we don't see a future that's bleak and hopeless. We don't believe the next generation is misguided, aimless, and lost. In fact, when we look at the next generation, we don't limit them to the influence of tomorrow. They're serving our church, shaping our culture, and leading our communities today. Right here, right now, 8,300 summer camp attendees, kids, students, special needs, all on fire for Jesus. 759 baptisms proclaiming the love of Christ. Young athletes all around the valley who know that sports are about far more than a game. Volunteers and coaches who speak life into others everywhere they go. Are you listening? God is proclaiming his love for the world through those coming of age. He's building an army and picking up steam. There's a symphony of voices all singing to the risen King. Are you listening? This next generation is guiding others to God and doing so with passion. Heaven's getting louder because they're bringing heaven here. God is using these programs, these camps, their bold invitations, their sacrificial serving, and these difference makers to share the good news and shape a better way like we could have never imagined. Heaven's getting louder. We believe in these young leaders. We believe they're capable. We believe in their potential. And we're doing all we can to point their hearts to Jesus and get out of the way so God can do his work. CCV, we want in on what God is up to. We don't want the cheap seats. We won't even settle for the front row. We want in on the action. God is in pursuit and on the move, and he's making noise right now through this generation. Are you listening? Heaven is getting louder.
Step into this space to bring us out. start, like it was in the beginning in the garden, at the table with Jesus, together, just like heaven. Let's get loud in this place. He's calling out to me, to you. Heaven's getting loud. Let's go. We say, Jesus is calling out. There's a seat at the table. Lay your burdens down. Lay them down. Yeah. It's heaven. It's getting louder now. We're singing with angels. Can you hear the sound?
You can have a seat on all of our campuses for just a moment. You know, when you think about all the craziness going on around us right now, all the difficulties in our world, to see 8,300 kids and students this summer go to one of our camps, come on. That should just inject hope into your life. Hope that no matter what's spinning out of control around you that you see, God is still on the move. And I really think heaven is getting louder every single day. You know, when I was 10 years old, my church sent us as kids to a camp that was near us, and that's where I made a decision to follow Jesus. And, you know, so many people nowadays make decisions at camp. It's more important than ever to just get kids and students away from kind of the craziness of this world. And I'm so proud that we have a church that invests so much in the next generation. I'm really grateful, actually. And you may not know this, but let me just tell you, for the past few years, every year our church has invested $1 million to underwrite the cost of our camps. And you should cheer for that. Really, you should. And let me tell you why we invest so much. One is we want our camps to be the most excellent thing your kids and students go to all year. We want them to beg to go. But the big reason we invest so much is we don't ever want the cost of camp to keep one person from going to camp. Because that's how transformative camps can be. And so thank you. If you give to CCV, I want you to know your investment is changing the next generation. I want to just recognize a few groups all across our campuses today. One is our incredible kids and student staff across all of our campuses that work at CCV. They're doing amazing things. This year we had to pivot really hard with our camps. I mean, we got thrown some curveballs with camps. In fact, our high school camp, we rented out a venue that fit over 3,000 high school students, and they canceled on us at the last minute. And so we had to pivot hard, and our staff did an incredible job. Let me tell you what we never, ever discussed one time, canceling camps. It wasn't even a conversation, because we'll figure it out. We'll figure out how to get our kids to camp. It's how much we believe in it. And so I want to just thank our incredible staff for doing such a great job this year pulling off camps. But the real heroes of our camp season are all of our volunteer coaches that serve every single weekend. Yeah. We have hundreds and thousands of kids and student volunteers that not only volunteer on the weekend with your kids and students, they take a week off, many of them, a week off of their summer to just go invest in your kids and students, even when your kids and students at camp are sweaty and smell, okay? They're there. In fact, our high school camp, we had to do it locally here in Phoenix, and it was amazing. We sent our students all across the city doing fun events during the day, a lot of times outside, and then we bused them all back to our Peoria campus. You get 3,000 high schoolers who've been outside, who are sweaty, all in one room. I promise you, I was there. It was the It was the smelliest gym you've ever smelled in your life. I mean, it was bad. And you know what? God was moving. God was moving. And those volunteer coaches were there every step of the way. Can we celebrate our volunteer coaches one more time at CCB? Thank you. Yeah. But for just a minute, I want to talk to our CCB students. Every student, whether you went to camp or not, just kind of eyes on me for just a moment. I want you to know that you have a church that believes in you. We believe in you that you're not just the leader for tomorrow, you're a leader that God wants to use today. And we're gonna challenge you and empower you here at CCB to go make a difference with your life. And I wanna challenge you to do three things as a student. One is go all in with Jesus, go all in. Two, use your gifts to serve him here in your church. And three, I wanna challenge you to use your life and live your life for a purpose greater than just yourself. And if you would do those three things, you would see God do miracles in your life, and you'd also see God allow you to push through even some of the difficult seasons of life. And so, students, we believe in you. Go make a difference in this world, all right? Yeah. But the reality is there's some adults here that you need those three things as well. In fact, there's some adults here that you've never really gone all in with Jesus. You've been on the sidelines in your faith. And I want to challenge you even this weekend to make this weekend the weekend that you go all in with Jesus. To realize that you had a God who sent his only son Jesus to die on a cross. And 3 days later, he rose from the grave so that you could be forgiven of anything you've ever done and finally have purpose and meaning in your life. But to have fulfillment in your life, to finally feel like you have hope and joy again, you have to give your life to Jesus. And I think there may be no better weekend to give your life to Jesus than this weekend. I mean, if not now, when? And on every campus, after every service this weekend, we have baptisms going on. And baptism is simply a stake in the ground moment where you decide, I'm going all in with Jesus. And I wanna challenge someone here today. You know, today you've been holding off and today's the weekend you can go all in with Jesus. And you might think, well, I didn't come prepared. We came prepared for you. We're always prepared for you. We have a change of clothes and a towel, and there's volunteers and staff at every baptistry that can help you take your next step with Jesus today. Earlier in the service, we sang a song, and the chorus of the song said, if all I have is Jesus, I have everything. You'll never have everything you want in this life until all you have is Jesus. Some of you don't have Jesus, and so I want to challenge you to make a step to give your life to Jesus today and be baptized, and to help you make that decision, I'm just going to ask our band to come and sing the chorus of that song one more time, and if you're here today, whether you're a student or an adult, or you're even later on in life, I mean, whoever you are, as we sing this, just allow God to speak whatever he wants to in your life. If you need to make a decision for Jesus, you do it. Let's sing this chorus together. Jesus can be your everything.
Yeah.
Jesus can be your everything, but you have to give your life to Jesus. And if that's you, I challenge you, when we end the service today, head straight to the baptistry and give your life to Jesus. There's no better decision you'll ever make with your life. But to close our time out today, I want to invite a really special guest to join me today. We had a special needs camp this year, and there was 259 special needs students and adults that attended. And what God did, I mean, is incredible. And this is my friend Alfred. He attended camp, and I asked him to just come close us out in prayer. And what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to pray for the person here that needs Jesus. So would you close us out in prayer, Alfred? Go ahead.
Father God, we thank you for this night. Bless this whole community for what we've done. We all need you, and we thank you for bringing us together. We pray that for the person that needs God the most, and all of you we thank you, God. You held us together, and all of our community. We are your children. You'll never abandon us. We all love you so much. In name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Give offering a hand. Thanks, buddy. Hey, if that's you, if you need Jesus, we're waiting. Hey, next weekend, we start a brand new series called Shadow Boxing. I'm going to kick it off. It is going to be crazy exciting, and it's going to be so good for our church. I hope you don't come alone. Have a great week, and we'll see you then.
It can be easy to look around at our society and get discouraged, to daydream about the future and see little hope for the young, to see the enormous gap between truth and darkness and wonder if there's any path forward. Maybe you've asked, what part can I play in setting up the next generation for success? I'd love to make a difference, but I'm too uneducated, too introverted, too shy, too busy, too damaged, too past my prime, or too not who God uses. A man named Abraham had similar thoughts. He believed he was too old, too ill-equipped, and too faithless to be used by God. He thought the world around him was dark, and he'd have nothing to do with illuminating it. But God told Abraham when he was 99 years old that he had big plans for him. He said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless." He's reminding Abe who's in charge. He's the powerful creator of the cosmos. God was saying, "Stick with me. Lean on me, focus on me, and together we'll change the world." God used Abraham when Abraham thought he was all used up. And not because of his leadership prowess, his non-existent bachelor's degree, or his social media influence. God used Abraham because of his faithfulness. Perhaps God's message for Abraham still applies to us. Maybe God is calling us, as he did to Abraham, to be faithful. Faithfulness is remaining locked into God's heart, obedient to his word, remaining steadfast to his mission, and letting nothing stop you. And do you know what faithfulness does? Faithfulness encourages the powerless. It inspires the broken, and it motivates the stranded. Faithfulness gives moral authority, magnifies your influence, and it paves the way so that the next generation can rise up above us. Listen to a few stories from our faith-filled future.
I was lost because I had nowhere to go, and I tried any solution with anything in life that was struggles, and I had to try to get through everything on my own, like without turning to anyone, because I thought I could just get through it on my own, it'll be fine. As I grow up older and stuff, I'll be completely fine. It wasn't true at all, and then I finally was just like, I'm backed up and I can't do anything, and I didn't know how to get out of it. Then God turned me towards the light with my back against the wall, and he helped me guide me through everything. And now I almost feel like I'm living without a stress in the world almost, because I know who I can turn to. And he just showed me, like, I can rely on him for anything I need. And I don't have to go through anything on my own. And now I'm living life basically stress-free without anything to worry about at all. Because I personally know now that there's always one person I can turn to in life, and that is God. And there is no one else like him.
When I was just a baby, I was baptized. I grew up every Sunday going to church and being present with the Lord. Then one day, I don't know why, but we just stopped. I forgot what it was like to be present with the Lord and have him in my life, and I lost my faith. In February 2021, I fell into such a deep depression, and if it weren't for my sister, I would have taken my life. At CCV Teen Camp, I could once again feel the Lord for the first time in months. And when I re-accepted him into my life, I felt this huge weight lifted off my shoulders and burst into tears in my friend's arms. Ever since then, I've been able to see the presence of the Lord everywhere and see the beauty of his creations anywhere I go. I want to thank CCV for getting me reacquainted with the Lord and being able to feel him again.
About a year ago, I was in the toughest part of my life. I didn't know who to talk to or who to turn to. And after the loss of loved ones and the separation of me and my family, I just lost hope. I felt like I had no purpose in life anymore. But after a long conversation with God and a genuine conversation with the Father, he provided a way. He was the light when I was lost in the dark. He provided me with a loving family. He provided me with caring friends that I can cherish forever. But most importantly, he provided me with a gift that was always there, and that's the gift of salvation. When comes salvation, comes God's good work. And God's good work is followed by a fulfilled life, and that's all I care about. So I just want to lift up God and just say, he is good.
We believe in what King David said to God. Generation after generation stands in awe of your work. Each one tells stories of your mighty acts. We believe God is deploying divine storytellers. He's preparing spiritual warriors. He's growing kingdom builders and releasing change agents into the world. Around here, we don't see a future that's bleak and hopeless. We don't believe the next generation is misguided, aimless, and lost. In fact, when we look at the next generation, we don't limit them to the influence of tomorrow. They're serving our church, shaping our culture, and leading our communities today. Right here, right now. 8,300 summer camp attendees, kids, students, special needs, all on fire for Jesus. 759 baptisms proclaiming the love of Christ. Young athletes all around the valley who know that sports are about far more than a game. Volunteers and coaches who speak life into others everywhere they go. Are you listening? God is proclaiming his love for the world through those coming of age. He's building an army and picking up steam. There's a symphony of voices all singing to the risen King. Are you listening? This next generation is guiding others to God and doing so with passion. Heaven's getting louder because they're bringing heaven here. God is using these programs, these camps, their bold invitations, their sacrificial serving and these difference makers to share the good news and shape a better way like we could have never imagined. Heaven's getting louder. We believe in these young leaders. We believe they're capable. We believe in their potential. And we're doing all we can to point their hearts to Jesus and get out of the way so God can do his work. CCV, we want in on what God is up to. We don't want the cheap seats. We won't even settle for the front row. We want in on the action. God is in pursuit and on the move, and he's making noise right now through this generation. Are you listening? Heaven is getting louder.